Halo. Halo. Halo.
Excuse me, sir. Are you there?
I am. Are you
I'm
there?
sorry. I was on mute. I'm sorry, sir. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. How may I help you today?
Okay, I went online and I was watching some YouTube videos. You guys flashed up an ad for a tactical backpack, a tactical backpack.
That's in our gadget, sir.
Shipping and handling, $574. That's what you charged me. Now,
we have. We didn't charge you, sir. We take care. We do gadgets here. We don't sell them or anything like that. We do accounts for them. So,
okay.
how
Well,
may I help you?
On your account,
okay.
They charged me the $5.74.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But then they turned around and charged me an additional $67.32 that I did not authorize.
Okay, hold on, sir. What is your zip code?
30117.
Okay, hold on just one moment, sir. I can put your account in, I can see. Okay. And what is your name, sir?
My name is George, last name McVeigh.
McVeigh. Okay. I'm trying to pull your account up right now, sir. Would that be MCVAY, sir, McVeigh?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, hold on. I have your account number. Can you verify your address for me, sir?
209 Arrowwood Drive, Carrollton, Georgia.
Okay, sir. Thank you for holding on. I'm just waiting a moment to see your account come up, sir. Thank you for waiting. My cell here, sir, it hasn't came up yet. It's taking a minute, so thank you for waiting again for customer. Here we go. Okay, so it's showing 6732 is your right. Charge. And it's showing that on November 28th, you paid $574 okay. For this tactical bag. It was shipped to you. Did you receive it, sir?
Yes, I received the bag.
Okay. And then this bag was a tactical bag. It was in a sweepstake campaign, sir. So when they shipped the backpack to you, for the $574, you entered a discount membership on your account where you would receive the discount and a voucher for $125. You receive this every month until your account is closed.
I didn't agree to any of this nonsense.
I understand that, sir. I'm just explaining what happened. For this charge to go up, I'm just explaining, sir, that you paid the $574 for shipping and handling. The tactical bag, it was in a sweepstakes campaign, which your account went to have a discount membership and $125 on the voucher. Sir, this was just a free welcoming gift for joining the factory direct saving store, which is online, a discount store membership, sir. And on top of that, sir, they do charge you every month. And you had a charge on 12/3 for the 67/32, and the account was still left open from 11/28 to 12/3. The account was left open when they did charge.
Let me tell you right now.
Okay,
you need to give me contact information for these people, because I'm not going to play this game.
I'm not playing any game with you. I'm just explaining to you.
No, I'm telling you, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play their game.
Oh, okay.
I need contact information so I can cancel that nonsense, because none of that came up in the advertisement. None of that came up in the disclosure. Nothing. Okay. All it was you pay us the $574, you get the bag.
Okay.
Nothing was mentioned about it being a subscription. There was no fine print, no nothing on the internet.
I understand that, sir. So that's what I'm here for right now. I can cancel this account for you so you don't see any more charges, sir.
If you let me do that.
Okay,
you do
thank
that
you.
Today.
Okay. I'm going to do that right now for you, sir, to cancel the account for you where there's no more charges. To come there on you. What happened right there? Hold on just 1 minute, sir. Okay. 67, okay. Please lock at 1. Okay. Hold on just 1 moment, sir. What is this? I'm still here, sir. Oh, there we go. I was just gonna say, your account, it was giving me a little trouble. So, thank you for holding for customer support, sir. So now it's showing that this is canceled. Okay, and as far as the 67, sir, I understand how you feel about it, but it is a charge that you left your account. What I can do for you, sir, I can give you 35% on this 67/32. I can give you a partial payment back, but the most I can offer you, sir, is 50% of the 67. I can tell you how much that is in a partial payment. We have your account closed. You'll never see another charge from this account. Hold on just 1 moment. And 50. You received $33.66 back in a partial payment, sir. I can get it to you in 3 to 5 business day. It'll go back to your account, and it will be a partial refund to help you get the charge taken down, sir. And the account is closed right now. It has been canceled. So if you hold on just 1 moment, sir, so I can finish the rest and give you a confirmation number.
That's
I'll be done. Okay. Thank you. 67. Nope. Okay, sir. The partial payment of $3,366, it did go through. You're receiving in 3 to 5 business days. And hold on, I get your confirmation number for you. Just one moment. I'm just finishing, sir. Thank you very much for holding. And there you go. Save. Canceled. 3366, 3 to 5 days, sir. You have a pen for a confirmation number, sir?
I do.
Okay, C is for Charlie. 262-885413, sir. Would there be anything else I can help you with, sir?
Just your name.
My name is Yvonne, sir.
Yvonne?
Yes, it is.
Spell for me. I don't want
to. Y-V-O-N-N-E, sir.
Y-V-O-N-N-E.
Okay. Yes. And anything else, sir?
No, I'll take up the rest with the bank.
Okay. Right. If there are anything, my name is Yvonne, and I'm calling from customer support. And thank you for calling us to... I'll help you, sir, and you have a nice day.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.